for a walk. I'll be ready at 24 to work on God.
You are listening to a life-impacting message preached by Bishop Richard Aye at the Ready at 20 service, London. Bishop Richard Aye is the pastor of the First Love Church UK, a denomination founded by Bishop Dag Heward Mills. The First Love Church is full of zealous young people who love and desire to work for the Lord. You will be encouraged and uplifted as you listen to this powerful sermon.
Let's pray. Father, thank you for your beautiful presence. Bless us as we gather in your presence on this Resurrection Sunday. In Christ Jesus' name I pray. Everybody said amen. Take your seats. Today is Resurrection Sunday, so it's a beautiful day. And we're going to have a short service, okay? Easter Sundays are, unless you are new, but Easter Sundays are short. Short, then we go home. So you can have dinner with your friends. Okay. So, Resurrection at Ready at 20. Okay, turn your Bibles to Ephesians. And I'm very serious when I say it's short, so when I say stand to your feet, stand to your feet, okay? So, Ephesians chapter 2. So, this is a helicopter flight. It means we are in the air already. There's no taxiing, there's no runway, just off. We are in the air. So I'm already in the air. Okay, so Ephesians chapter 2. Reading from verse 1. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. How many of you can relate? That you were some time ago, that's what you were like. And then it's saying that you were walking according to the course of this world. And then it says, according to the prince of the power of the air. The same spirit that is now working in those who have not yielded to Christ. That's the children of disobedience. Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. How many of you remember the conversations in times past, in the lusts of the flesh? Anything the flesh wanted, he can have it, isn't it? Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and also fulfilling the desires of the mind. Can you relate? Was that you? Okay, you're making my preaching even easier. I don't need any example. You can understand everything. Verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy. I don't know what you are rich in. But God is rich in mercy. So when you fall into God's hands, you are safe. Because he's rich in mercy. He's loaded with mercies. He can really have mercy and really show mercy. That's what the scripture calls Satan the accuser. most of the things that make you feel disqualified and left out, it's not from God. It's not from the Holy Spirit. It's from Satan. Yes, because God is rich in mercy. I mean, like, he's loaded with mercies. He has mercy all the time. He prefers mercy over judgment. He's loaded with mercies. It's Satan who keeps telling you that you are disqualified, you are not good, you are this, you are that, you know. It's a voice of the enemy that tells you that you couldn't do this, so you don't qualify. You did this, so you don't qualify. God is rich in mercy. When he gets to mercies, he's loaded. He has plenty mercies, plenty mercy, plenty. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what you are rich in. Maybe are you rich in trainers, shoes? Yes. So, God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins. Do you know that we're dead in sin? That was saying, when you are in it, you are dead. You are not alive at all. You are dead. Though you are walking, but you are dead. You have a name. That's scripture. You have a name that you are alive, but you are dead. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. But you see that now with Christ is coming in, together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. So it's not by your works. It's not because you have become so good. So good that you are in church today. You are in church on Resurrection Sunday. Dancing to. Yes. It's not because they are so good. It's by grace. It's by grace. Because someone who is rich in mercy has reached out to you. He had mercy that he could spend on you. So that you can be quickened together with Christ. Do you have a translation that doesn't use the word quickened? So that people can understand quickened. Because they may be thinking that it means you must walk faster. Now, even though you were dead because of our sins, even though we're dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead, which is today. He gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. So what you are, today is the most important day for a Christian. Today is where your salvation lies, when he raised Christ from the dead. Very quickly, Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Yes, so you see quickly that you need today to be saved. Yes. You need today to know that you are saved. Before someone tells you that we are all children of Ezekiel. Yes. So we are all going to heaven. No. Everybody does not believe this. It's very clear. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, that means that Resurrection Sunday is a real day where Jesus was resurrected. Yes. If you will believe that, then you will be saved. If you believe that, then you'll be saved. If you confess the Lord Jesus and believe that today is a day that we must actually wear white and celebrate the victory of raising Christ from the dead, that he was raised from the dead. He actually died. Do you know somebody who has died? Do you know anybody who is dead? Have you raised the person? Or has the person been raised? The person is gone. We all have hope that we'll see the person one day somewhere. Yes, in eternity. Oh yes, I mean, I believe we'll see all our brethren who have departed. We'll see them. But Christ, he died on Friday. Sunday, he was up walking around, giving messages and... Yes. He was up, sharp. There are a lot of faith and a lot of religious movement and a lot of things. There is nobody who has a founder or a leader who has died and is alive. All of them are dead and they are still dead. Yes, they are all dead and still dead. There's they've not even made a claim that, he died, but he's alive. No. They are dead, and they are still dead. We have a founder, we have a savior, we have a Lord who died, and he is alive. And this is a verse, says that he raised him from the dead. Back to Ephesians 2. Let's read again without quickened. Okay. It says that what? Verse, is it verse 5? That even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life. That is, he has quickened us. He gave us life. There was hope to live again. You were dead. Do you understand? You were dead. You're spiritually dead. Because you were dead in your sins. And then he gave you life. Do you understand resurrection? Resurrection, for resurrection to happen, it means that you must be dead. Without dying, there can be no resurrection. So you must be dead for there to be resurrection. So it means that you must have lived one life. That life ends. And then if you get the chance to be resurrected, you get another life to live. So he's saying here that we were dead because of our sins. But he raised us, he's given us life. That is another life. That's why we use words like born again. Wow. Born again. You are born again. You were born, and then because of sins, your life was not accepted, so you were dead. And then through Christ, you've been given another life. You've been resurrected from the dead. So we experience and we are experiencing a resurrection through Christ, through our salvation. Before we'll also experience another resurrection. There's another resurrection. That is 1 Corinthians 15 talks about that, but I don't want to talk to you about that. Today I'm talking to you about your deadness in sin, and then your resurrection from sin, that is born again, saved, and another life, and how to live that life. That's what I'm saying, resurrection at ready at 20. Or resurrection in, I think there are too many ats. So resurrection in ready at 20, yes. The English teachers here, they should have corrected it. They didn't correct it. They were nodding their heads and say amen. Yes. I mean, it's not wrong, but I mean, it's neat. I've tidied it up. And I'm a science student. Yes. Even to make it worse, I'm a math student. Yes. Yeah. Yes. My brains work in lines. Yes, work in lines. Lines and arrangements. And calculations. Yes. And analysis. Analyze it fast. And say, this is what it means. And it will mean that. Yes. I don't have a flowery mind. Things are colorful. No. Floral, no. I don't think I own even one floral shirt. Yes. About 3 days ago, I saw a floral shirt. I said, this shirt is nice. And I put it in the basket. And I got to pay for it, and I took it out. I said, if I put this thing on my body, I'll disown my body. I'll tell my body, you are not me. Anyway, so He gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. He gave us life because we were dead. And he gave us. In other words, he resurrected us. When you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it's a new life that you are now living. Resurrection in ready at 20. So, that's verse 5, isn't it? Verse 6 says that, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith. Romans. Which ones do you want first, Romans or Colossians? You've been trained well. Okay, so I'll do Colossians. Colossians chapter 2, verse 11. It says that in whom also, Colossians 2, 11. In whom also you are circumcised with a circumcision made without hands. Okay? In putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. 12. Buried with him in baptism. Are you understanding the readings? Buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through faith, through the faith of the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead. Can you see resurrection again? Yes. That you were dead, you were buried, and then you've been raised up. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary, blah, 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 blah. But I want us to read it again. So I'm reading Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 says that, if ye then be risen with Christ. Have you been risen with Christ? Are you rising with Christ? Yes. I pray so. Seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Now, if you have resurrected from your dead life, then now in your current life, you must seek the things which are above. Then verse 2 says that, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear in him. Then verse 5, it says that, mortify therefore. Are you reading your Bible? Yes. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Fornication. Do you understand? What does mortify mean? It means kill, isn't it? Yes, kill. Eliminate. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, which is fornication. Is that in your members? Yes. Members means body parts. Yes. Is fornication there? Yes. Is uncleanness there? Yes. Is inordinate affection? Yes. Uncontrolled affections? Yes. Affections without coordinates. Yes. 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 You can't easily track them. They just appear anyhow as they wish and as they please. Yes. Can you explain some of the affections you've had? Can you explain it? Where it came from? Can you explain how Can you explain how you ended up where you ended up? Uncontrolled affections. Evil concupiscence. And covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when you lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one another. And then he goes on and on and on and on and on. So it's describing an old life. And then you are dead to that life, but you still live. Galatians chapter 2. After Galatians chapter 2, I'll give you my 2 points. And then we end. It's MD. She's giving me time to end the service. Hey, our verses are still not working. I have to look for my own Galatians chapter 2. I forgot I told them not to fix it. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Okay. They have had mercy on us. It says that, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live, that is your resurrected life, which you now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So, if you are now living a new life, you are dead, but you have come alive because you met a God who is rich in mercy. So he resurrected you from the dead and sinful lifestyle and has given you a new life. This guy in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 is explaining to us even further that the life that is lived now in the resurrected life is a life that is lived by faith. It's like now you believe God. And you believe in God. And you do things for God. Everything that you are doing is like, where is God in it? That must be your motivation. Not money. Not money. I'm telling you. When I say not money, I mean not money. And I mean money cannot be number one and should not be number one. Will you be blessed? Will you have money? Of course, God will bless you. I don't think God won't bless you. I don't think God won't look after you. I don't think that God won't give you more than you need. I mean, He will. He blesses. He will look after you. But it must not be your aim. Why must it not be your aim? I don't want you to change my message. But when it becomes your aim, you become a changed person. Chasing after money is different from being blessed. Yes. Chasing after where you set your heart on it. You set your heart and your eyes and everything on that thing. It's different from someone who is serving God and then is blessed. They are two different people. Because you see, you can have something and the thing is not, it's not an idol to you. It's not like something that you worship. You worship. And that is where idolatry comes in. It becomes a problem. Because that is where God becomes second place to that thing that you adore so much. Make sure your beloved doesn't become like an idol in your life. That because of your beloved, you can't pray. You can't go for meetings. You can't do church things. You have to make, you know, it's easy to sit here and say, hey, shoot, but you have to make sure that day when you have this lovey-lovey person in your life that you like so much, you have to make sure he or she does not become something, an object of worship. I think in some of the songs we sing, it says that it's like, I know I've not spoken to you, but Lord, no, there's one that says, Lord, help me not to, hey, singers, help me what?
Lord Jesus, help me. Am I making a mistake? 'Cause I like talking to my beloved more than I talk to you. Oh, Jesus, please help me to love you at least as much as I love my beloved.
Yes.
That's why you are far.
Thank you. Yes. Yes, because it's going to be a real challenge. So, Lord, help me to love you at least as much as I love him. Yes. 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 At least. You understand at least? You know the inequality sign for at least. What is inequality sign for? Facing which direction? Left or right? So what does it mean? No, less than or equal to. Yes. 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 So she's saying that I don't want to love you less than I love him. Because it's dangerous. Because you can. You can. When you open your eyes, the first thing is to call. Sometimes you have to ask, even if you can't say it, do you understand? Because you're afraid of offending him or whatever. You ask yourself that, when does he pray? Just ask yourself that question. When you look at the time that he gets on the phone, he starts calling, texting, you know, it's like the person is active with you right from a certain hour till you go to bed. So the solution is that you have to decide that I won't respond. I don't turn my phone on till about 10 a.m. Yes. So if the person asks you that, what do you do? How come I can't reach you before 10 o'clock? Then you have in a subtle way said that, oh, that's when I have my quiet time and I pray. Then I tidy my room. That I do. So you get the message, hey, me too, I have to pray. I have to pray. Yes, you have to pray. I have to pray. We too have to do something. Because you send the message now that you pray. But right from 5 a.m. you can be reached. So, anyway, so you must be in this new life. Let me give you a hint or an idea or a point, because I have 5 minutes to end the service. Exodus chapter 24 and verse 5. It says that, and he sent the young men of the children of Israel, which offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen unto the Lord. What I need to see is the first line that, and he sent young men of the children of Israel. So at this age, already at 20, at this age, in this resurrected life, you must be ready to be sent on a mission. Yes, you must be ready to be sent on a mission. That is the faith life that you are living. Because when you're in sin, you are living another life, isn't it? You were chasing girls, you were drinking, you were fornicating. You were fornicating every day. Yes. Some of the girls were sleeping with different people. Different people, they don't even know their names. Yes, sleeping with different people. By the time you were 20, because by 21 you've graduated, you've left. So one said by 20, by the time you finish uni, different people have exploited and entered your space. Oh, and look, I'm not imagining. I'm not saying something that I don't know. I'm saying what I know. I'm saying what I know. Maybe it may not be you, but I'm telling you what I know. And I'm saying, therefore, that if Christ has saved you and you've resurrected from that lifestyle, what you must be doing, what is reasonable, the reasonable service you could be offering God now is to be available to be sent on a mission for God, to go and preach the gospel, to go and get souls saved. And it must be a burden and a desire on your heart that I would like to be sent, I would like to go. When you consider 18, when you are 18, 19, 20, hey! The number of people you have entertained in that your small room. Small room with a desk and one shower. May not give graphic descriptions of things. So you must be ready to be sent on missions. Two, you must be ready to be sent on difficult missions. Yes. It's young people who can tackle difficult missions. We have older bishops in their 60s who are doing missions and things. And the 20-year-olds are, what are they doing? After their resurrection. After your resurrection. Because that's why I read those verses too, that God is rich in mercy. So do not disqualify yourself. Don't say, oh, I don't qualify or this or that. No. He is rich in mercy. I cannot be as merciful as God. I am not. God is. So your faith and your confidence has to come from how God sees you. How God sees you. And the world is very global. The world is global. What does it mean? It means you can function anywhere. Your degree, your qualification can function virtually anywhere and everywhere. You are not stuck in London unless you want to be stuck in London. Unless you want to be stuck in London. When your parents sent you to university in, give me a place. Leicester. No, it's too close home. Give me somewhere else. But my example is, where? Bristol. Yes, sent you to university in Bristol. I think I'm free to use Bristol. Leicester was dangerous. Bristol. They didn't know that you were in Brighton. That every weekend, not even weekend, you don't wait for weekends. You are in Brighton on Wednesdays. You are Brighton on Fridays. The times that you slept over in Brighton, they thought you were in Bristol. Even when they make a FaceTime call, because everywhere looks the same. So you are walking on the streets of Brighton, and they think you are in Bristol. The only thing you avoided is that they don't see the sea. Yes. I know I sound funny, but I am telling you what I know. And I'm saying that we are dead to that lifestyle. How many of you agree that you are dead to that lifestyle? No more. It's like you are dead. The person who is rich in mercy has resurrected you and given you another life. And the life that you now live, you live by faith that Jesus is alive, Jesus has saved you, Jesus shed his blood for you. And therefore, as you are using that life now, you use it for missions to serve God, to work for God,
to work for God, to go to different countries, different cities, and preach the name of Christ there at 20. At 20. Because at 18, you have done things that adults do. Yes. So you have to do the difficult things that the older ones can't do. There are things that older people can't do. It is meant for young people. So if the young people disappoint God after all that he's done for them, then it's like you are really disappointing God. You are really telling God that, no, God, you know, you should have, keep your forgiveness. I want to continue my life. Yes. After all that he has done, you are still walking around living an old lifestyle, praying for forgiveness, getting angry when you hear some messages and some examples, getting irritated, saying that you are the reason why he was saying what he was saying. But who else should I say it about? Is it not you? No, I'm actually surprised that someone will say that it's because of him that I'm saying what I'm saying. Because it's because of you. Who else? Did you not come to hear me preach? Yeah. I'm not supposed to preach to you. Yeah. Am I not supposed to use examples that are relevant to you? Yeah. Yeah, so I'm trying to for you to understand, for you to know that this is who you are and this is what you are. So it's you. I'm still in shock that people will say that. It's like you are the reason why. You are. Don't say that thing again, because you are. You are the reason why. Don't say it again. It's not even a secret, or like I'm pretending it's not you. It is you. Yes. We thank God. We praise God. We praise God. We thank God for your beautiful, wonderful qualification. But I'm telling you that there are things that are relatively difficult to be done, and it is for you. Do not say I didn't tell you, because I've told you. Let me read my last passage and then we are done. Yes, I've told you that it is you. You have to do it. Nobody is going to do it. You have to do it. I was in my 20s when I was sent. I don't live here. You can tell from the sound of my voice that I'm not from here. I'm not from here at all. I don't know why you're laughing. But I'm not. I was sent here. I've done my best by the grace to gather and to be gathering. So now I have to tell you. I have to tell you what it is. I should clap for you that you're a pharmacist. My father was a pharmacist. My father, who is dead, he died in 1994. He was a pharmacist before he died. Long time ago. If you talk about, I saw it long time ago, not today. What are we even talking about? What are we discussing? We're discussing what? Degrees. Well done. But I'm telling you that you have a responsibility after you've been resurrected, that the life that you now live, this new life that you know, this resurrected life that you have, is a life for God. It's a life for God. Have we read 1 Samuel? Do I even have to read it? Let's read it. Okay. I'm talking to you about the difficult missions. Hey, some of the missions are difficult. Yes, they are difficult. They are difficult things to do. 1 Samuel chapter 25. Let's start from verse 5. It's not easy to be doing someone's work. And David sent out 10 young men
Are you there? Can you see he sent? He keeps sending. He keeps sending. This morning I heard prophet saying that how Derek Prince said that you must give people the opportunity to serve. Otherwise, they will never be well trained. Yes. You have to give people the opportunity to serve. Yes, to serve. Because I remember I've heard that message by Derek Prince's voice. He actually says someone said to him that he's too self-sufficient. Yes. Because he can do anything, everything for himself. But sometimes it's not as though you are becoming bossy or you have to be bossy. You have to give others the chance. You have to tell people things. You have to give people jobs to do things. Sometimes to serve you, to do things for you. Do this. It's part of the training. It's part of the training to train them. Because that is where you see those who have the servant heart and servant attitude and those who don't have it. And those whose parents have told them, don't serve. To destroy you. It destroys you. It destroys your Christianity. It destroys your development. It destroys your calling. It destroys your calling. Because you have to serve to even gain access to the anointing and the grace. That you can't be told what to do. Why can't you be told what to do? Why can't you be sent? Meanwhile, Satan is sending. Oh, yes. In your old life, did Satan not send you? Has he not sent you to places? Look at the things you've done. Different missions. The other one said, go and preach. You are looking at me. It's like, he's very, you know. So in 1 Samuel 25, verse 5, it says, and he sent out 10 young men. And David said unto the young men, get you up to Carmel and go to Nabal. He's a very difficult guy. And greet him in my name. And thus shall ye say to him, that liveth in prosperity. Peace be both to thee, and peace be to thine house, and peace unto all that thou hast. And now I have heard that thou hast shearers. Now thy shepherds which were with us, we hurt them not, neither was there aught missing unto them, all the while they were in Carmel. Verse 8. Ask thy young men, and they will show thee. Wherefore, let the young men find favor in thine eyes, for we come in a good day. Give, I pray thee, whatsoever comest to thine hand unto thy servant and to thy son David. And when David's young men came, they spake to Nabal according to all those words in the name of David and ceased. And Nabal answered David's servants and said, who is David and who is the son of Jesse? There be many servants nowadays that break away every man from his master. Shall I then take my bread and my water and my flesh that I have killed for my sharers and give it unto men whom I know not whence they be? So David's young men turned their way and went again and came and told him all those sayings. And David said unto his men, gird ye on every man his sword. And they girded on every man his sword. And David also girded on his sword. It's very clear where they are going. And there went up after David about 400 men and 200 abode by the staff. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute our master, and he railed on them. A very complex mission. You can see the mission is very complex. You go, you've been told off. When you come back, then you are going back again. This time, very clear that we are going to fight, we are going to die. Jump to verse 25. So now this is Abigail going to talk to. He said, let not my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial, even about, he's talking about a husband. For as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him.
But I, thine handmaid, saw not the young men of my Lord whom thou didst say. It's almost like if they had seen me, I wouldn't have treated them that way. I would have helped them. I would have given them the food and the things that you need. But I didn't see them. But as for my husband, his name is Nabal, means fool or folly. So he say, as his name is, so is he. But who names his child Nabal? Or maybe the parents didn't know the meaning. Sit down so I can tell you to stand up. Yes. So the young men were sent on difficult and complex missions. There are places, maybe there are places even in the city or some universities that we've not even entered yet. It's good training for you whilst you're in the university to say that you should be able to say to BK that, you know, I would like to try this campus, or I'd like to try this area. I'd like to be a bus center leader there. I'd like to work there. I would like to break this ground. Just like Caleb said, he said, give me this mountain. Wow. He said, I want the mountain. He was an 85-year-old man. He was 40 or 45 when the prophecy came. And then either again 40 or 45 years later, he came back and said, yes, I was there when these words were spoken. I believe these words can be done. So give me the mountain. I'm going for it. 85 years old. He wanted a complex thing because he had the spirit of the Lord. So the young men, instead of sitting here, and God honoring you and blessing you with other things in life, what are you doing for him? How do you even say thank you to him? Are you saying thank you to God for all the things he's giving you? Because it's difficult that you were dead in sins. You were dead. There was no shame. You had no shame. I mean, look at the things you've done before. I don't want to remind you so much of that. Don't miss the point. I'm saying the things you've done before, you had no shame when you were doing them. But look how shameful they are now when you think about it. It's so shameful and unbelievable that at 18 years, you could lend yourself to such activities. And the one who is rich in mercy says, I'm giving you a new life. That is, you have been resurrected. Today is Resurrection Sunday. You've been resurrected. And I'm saying to you that you've been resurrected to take up missions and then to take up difficult missions. And I told you the other day, don't follow older people who are not spiritual. Yes. Some of the people you have in your life, of course, honor, respect, parents, whatever, and all that. But some of them did not do well spiritually. Maybe they didn't do well because they didn't know what you know now. Or they didn't believe what you believe now. Yes. So it's going to follow this kind of, you know, I've done enough, I've done much, I've done this, you know. I'm in the hospital, I'm in the engineering, I'm in the architecture, then that's the end of your life. That's what I'm saying to you. That same thing that you have, you can use it anywhere in the world, for the sake of Christ. For the sake of Christ. Maybe you have to say that. Instead of using it in London, I'm going to use it in Chile. Yes. You say chill it. And you may even have a better quality life there. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Stand to your feet. MD is looking at me, so I have to say, Rabbi, stand to your feet. Yes. Your clapping is very... Why? Are you offended? Is there a problem? I want you to pray to God and say, Lord, I want to be your servant. I want to be a servant. In this resurrected life, I want to be your servant, Lord. I want to be your servant. I want to be your servant anywhere, any day, Lord. Make that prayer. I'm telling you, today's prayer that you are making, God will remember it. God will remember it, and he'll give you the opportunities to serve him. Tell him that, Lord, as you are blessing me, as you are helping me, as I'm becoming a chartered accountant, chartered engineer, working in the finance industry. Hey, Lord, send me anywhere and I'll go. Make me your servant. Make me your servant. Make me your servant. Make me your servant, oh God. I'll go anywhere for you. Anywhere for you. Anywhere for you, Lord. Anywhere for you, Lord. Anywhere for you, Lord. Anywhere for you. In my resurrected life, Lord. In my resurrected life. To prove to myself, to prove to anybody around me that I have a new life. This is a new life. Lord, I want to be your servant. Lord, I want to be your servant. Lord, I want to be your servant. And your servant anywhere, Lord. Your servant anywhere. Anywhere, oh God, just for you. Anywhere, Lord, just for you. Be servant, lift up your two hands and just pray the Lord. Here I am, oh God, here I am, oh God. Anywhere, Lord, anywhere, Lord, anywhere, Lord, anywhere, oh God. Yes, let him hear your prayer from you, coming from you, coming from you, coming from you.
Prayer the Lord, I want to be your servant. If you're here like that, I want you to come and kneel down in the front here and talk to God just for 2 minutes. You have finished the university, or you are about to finish, meaning final year. Need you to kneel down here. Even if you're an usher, you believe God is drawing you. This is not the time to be ushering. This is the time to be praying. Young men, young men, young men, men.
If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Take my hand, Lord, and guide me.
Bless.
Touch my heart, Lord.
Bless. Thank you, Lord. Bless. Bless him, Lord. Bless him to be a servant of yours. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Touch them, oh God. Yes. Let your calling be realized, Lord. Let your calling, your calling, your drawing him to you, Lord. Let your calling be seen. Let your calling be seen. Let your calling be seen. Trust him to make full use of your mercies. Of your mercies. Of your mercies. Of your mercies, Lord. Ali Batasha Batasha. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. You can. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. For your glory. For your glory. And for your honor, Lord. Hear their prayer. Hear their voice. Hear their prayer. Hear their voice, Lord. Take them to the nations. Send them to nations. Take them to nations. Send them to nations, Lord. If you can use oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Father, I pray for them, Lord. Let this fire never be quenched. Let this fire never be quenched in them, oh God. May it burn. May it burn in them, Lord. Father, I pray that by your grace, as you have given us another life, resurrected us from the dead, for we were dead in sins, and you have raised us up with Christ, Lord. Father, I pray in this new life, in this new life, give them the opportunity. Give them the chance to stand before you, to preach for you in nations, in cities, on missions, Lord. Let them stand before you. Let them stand before you. Let them stand before you, O God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Say a big amen. Amen. You can stand to your feet and go back to your seats. If you can. Now, whilst every eye is closed, every head is bowed, I want to pray for you. You are here, somebody invited you to church, but deep in your heart, you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You want to say that, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus today. I want to surrender my life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Pastor, please pray with me. While every eye is closed and every head is bowed, if you're here like that, you want to say, Pastor, pray with me. Someone invited me to church, but I've been going to church, but I feel so far from God. I want to come to God today. I want to be a child of God. If you're here like that, just lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you very quickly. Just your right hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Pastor, pray with me. I need Jesus. I want Jesus. Just your right hand. Just your right hand. Just your right hand. Pastor, pray with me. I need God in my life. Need God in my life. Have your hand lifted up. I want you very quickly, make your way to the front. Come to me right here. Very quickly. Come. Come I'll pray running, with you. Even if you didn't lift up your hand, but you want to come, you can come. Come very quickly. Come very quickly.
Seat where Jesus is calling. His grace will be uncovering. His blood will flow freely. It will provide your healing. Come running to that mercy seat. Oh, come, come running, come running, come running to that mercy seat where Jesus is calling. His grace will be on covering. His blood will.
before you today, just as I am. Please forgive me of all my sins and of all my mistakes. I believe in Jesus. I believe Jesus is alive. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. Heavenly Father, please wash me with the blood of Jesus. Now say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be the Lord of my life. Thank you, Father, for accepting me and making me a child of yours. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. This is your day of resurrection. Your day of resurrection is today. You have been resurrected by the God who is merciful. He's rich in mercy. And he's going to give you another life to live, a meaningful life. Satan has wasted your life for years, but today God has taken over to give you another life and the good life. So have you seen a lady here? She speaks to you briefly. So if you all just go this way with her, she talks to you briefly, then you come back to your seat again. Oh, okay, that's fine. Mercy. Take your communion, okay?
Brothers, sisters, we are one, and our lives have just begun. In the spirits, we are young, and we'll live forever. Sons of God, hear His holy word. Gather round the table of the Lord.
For that sacrifice on Calvary that we celebrate today, and that victory on the cross for our infirmities, for our sins, and for our waywardness, Lord. Thank you for calling and bringing us home, Lord, and making us your children. Thank you, Father, for the body of Christ. The body of Christ. Eat it. The blood that washes away our sins. The blood of Jesus. Drink all of it. Any blessing for us today?
May the blessing of the Lord rest upon you.
Amen.
May power come into your life from now and forever. Receive power. Whatever is a problem, receive a solution through faith. Let the power of God come to bear in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Be blessed. Be blessed. Receive answers. Receive healing. Receive deliverance from devils. I release the force and the power of faith flow into your life against every high thing that is wicked, that is operating in your life, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whatever tormented you, harassed you, and accused you, may it be smashed and demolished by power through faith in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
Amen. It is smashed and demolished. Amen. God bless you. Take your seats very quickly.
We hope that you've been blessed by this message. For more information, follow us on social media. Search for First Love London on Facebook and YouTube, and First Love UK on Twitter and Instagram. Have a blessed week.